radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. And we're going to shut the phone lines off for a while because I got a lot of stuff I got to get through here. And we'll open them up a little bit later in the program. Very interesting article over at ex-Republic TV. I'm getting all this email saying, oh, well, you know, these Iraqi people, they can't want life under Sharia law and it'll be horrible and brutal for them. But apparently the Iraqi people are saying that they feel safer and less oppressed under Al-Qaeda than under the U.S. installed puppet dictator. And this was certainly true in Iran in 1979. It's true in every one of these nations the United States has invaded or overthrown, claiming to bring democracy in the American way to these people, and they wind up being horribly oppressed by the U.S. puppet rulers. Batista in Cuba, Marcos in the Philippines, Pinochet in Chile, and on and on and on. Another interesting article over in RINF.com saying that the Western-imposed partition of the Middle East may be collapsing. Because remember, all those little countries that are over there in the Middle East were arbitrarily created when the Ottoman Empire was broken up. And they said, all right, we're going to create all these little tiny countries and they'll be easy to control and easy to loot of their oil. And we'll just keep them quarreling with each other. And that's how we'll maintain control over the vast resources of oil over there. That's falling apart. Now, over in Ukraine, things are getting very tense up there. Pro-Russians have seized the Ukraine State Bank in Donetsk. The reason for that being that apparently the Ukraine State Bank has been collecting tax revenues from the eastern Ukrainian and continuing to send them to Kiev. And the eastern Ukrainians are saying, no, if you're going to collect tax revenues from the eastern Ukrainians, you spend that revenue on the eastern Ukrainians. You don't send it to Kiev so they can buy more bombs and bullets to kill us with. It makes perfect sense. Ukrainians understand that the banks are behind all of this evil that is coming down on their head. Now, Russia has finally cut off all gas supplies to Ukraine. There are reports that Kiev set up emergency underground storage areas, and they've been pumping huge volumes of gas into it without paying. This is coming from Gazprom's CEO. Now, a big problem for Russia and for Europe is that the natural gas pipelines to Europe also pass through Ukraine, and Kiev is likely to simply tap into those and siphon out what it needs, causing gas shortages in Europe. Remember, Germany gets one-third of their natural gas from Russia, and Kiev might just start stealing it. What will we do? Oh, will Germany declare war against Ukraine, against Kiev, rather? They already know that U.S. promises to cover that shortfall cannot be relied on. The fracking has turned into an absolute disaster. They're not going to get the oil and gas out of these fracking wells they originally claimed they were going to. Trying to bring that emergency supply of oil and gas deep under the Gulf of Mexico turned into another disaster. And right now the U.S. is getting ready to launch another major war in Iraq, possibly Syria as well at the same time. And that burns up huge amounts of petroleum products. We're already going to be seeing shortfalls here in the United States of America. What is the U.S. going to do? Declare gas and oil rationing on the American people so they can replace what Kiev is going to steal from Europe? That's only going to make the situation much, much worse. Now, Gazprom has told Ukraine that they will ship more gas to Ukraine as long as it is paid for in advance. If they pay zero, they get zero. That's what they're saying right now. So that crisis is now well and truly underway. The valves got shut this morning. Very interesting comment about all this over at Investment Watch blog that as far as natural gas is concerned, Ukraine wants communism. They want it just to be provided and not capitalism here. Now, as you're probably aware, there was a military plane shot down over eastern Ukraine, killing 49 military personnel. And Ukraine's Poroshenko is vowing a response to the plane downing in Luhansk. And he called it a cynical act of terrorism. Okay, now, when you are waging war against your own people, using heavy weapons, banned weapons like white phosphorus, and the people that you are killing shoot down a transport bringing in more of those weapons, that is not an act of terror. That is an act of self-defense. The plane was carrying more weapons and supplies with which to kill Eastern Ukrainians. And frankly, Poroshenko trying to portray an obvious act of self-defense as terrorism makes him look like a total clueless moron, exactly the kind of person the U.S. loves to install as the puppet rulers over their conquered provinces. Now, Merkel is out there saying to Putin that she's concerned about the plane shootdown. Well, Putin had nothing to do with it. And Merkel is being hypocritical, because I expect if Germany was being subjected to heavy artillery and bombing, that if a plane full of the people pulling those triggers was on their territory, bringing in more of the same, Merkel would not hesitate to shoot them down. We certainly saw that in World War II. Every one of those planes that were over there bombing Germany, they got shot at. Now, the Russian foreign minister has urged the United States to put pressure on Kiev to end the offensive. Now, this is pure political theater. Russia knows the U.S. will not rein in the junta in Kiev. But by making this demand, Russia forces the U.S. to be seen on the world stage as not doing anything to stop the violence. Lavrov's also out there saying that the Ukrainian authorities feel they can act with impunity because the United States is shielding them. And that's exactly right. Kiev can do whatever it wants to the eastern Ukrainians, and the U.S. is going to supply them and protect them. Apparently, 100 people have been killed in the Lugansk region of Ukraine during the last 24 hours. And there's a very interesting comment there. After the Ukrainian army took control of the city of Shastye, they just started shooting at civilians, mostly at men. So Kiev's forces, many of them now mercenaries, because the native Ukrainians aren't really all happy about doing this, they're just killing civilians. It's a terror campaign. It's not even war. You can't even call it a war. It's a genocide. It's a pogrom. They're just going over there and shooting anybody who's not willing to spend the rest of their lives as economic slaves to the European Central Bank. Now, we're seeing a lot of reports, once again, of Russian tanks approaching the border with Ukraine. And last week we had this story where supposedly three Russian tanks crossed over into Ukraine. Now, this was being waved around to obfuscate two other stories. One was of a Ukrainian armored personnel carrier driven into the Russian territories and then abandoned there, which I think was an attempt by Poroshenko to provoke Russia into doing something overt. And Putin isn't buying. Apparently, there's another report that three Ukrainian military helicopters were flying over Russian territory and got shot down. This is a repeat of what Roosevelt was trying to do to Germany before the U.S. officially became involved in World War II, where he had U.S. Naval assets firing on German shipping, trying to get Hitler to respond so they could open the door to war. And Hitler didn't buy that either. Now, it has come out that the photos and videos that were used to claim that Russian tanks were in Ukraine have no provenance at all. Apparently, the satellite images that were being shown are from a commercial vendor in Colorado and apparently outdated. They're not current images. And the anonymous YouTube videos that show the tanks rolling through a nondescript neighborhood, we already know Kiev has Soviet tanks. And we already know that Kiev was painting their Soviet military helicopters in UN colors. So they could very easily slap some new paint on a tank, say, "Ooh, it's a Russian tank," and do pictures. And I'll tell you why we know this is a lie. Putin is not stupid enough to send tanks into Ukraine. And if he was stupid enough to do that, it would be a heck of a lot more than just three. We'll be right back.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Watch out for the police. They're lurking in every corner. They'll beat you down for your stash. With handcuffs and guns, I bet they're having fun when they take away your cash. They're on the rise, this oversized gang of pirates on the seas. And don't you get booked.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, over at the website for the Ukraine Embassy in the United States of America, there is a statement by Arseniy Yatsunyk that declares the Eastern Ukrainians are subhumans and vows to ethnically cleanse Ukraine. And this is the junta that the U.S. put into place and is supporting, making statements like this. These people we don't like are subhumans. It's okay for us to kill them. And we're going to ethnically cleanse Ukraine. This is on the Ukraine embassy's own website. Or at least it will be until they realize how embarrassing it is and take it down. Now let's look at where this is all going. They're trying to get their war going so they got something they can blame the economic hardships on. They're trying to get the war going to try and force the world back to the Bretton Woods and the petrodollar. And they're edging closer and closer to outright open warfare with Russia and China. And the United States does not have the money, the manpower, and certainly not the manufacturing to prevail in a new conventional world war. And that means somewhere between now and final capitulation by the United States government, they will resort to their nuclear weapons. Because remember, for all this talk about Iraq's weapons of mass destruction and Iran's weapons of mass destruction, Syria's weapons of mass destruction and Monaco's weapons of mass destruction, only the United States has ever actually used a nuclear weapon of mass destruction against the civilians of another country. So, interesting article came out over the weekend in the Los Angeles Times. This is in the Los Angeles Times. The $40 billion missile defense system proves unreliable. And the story is basically going on all these tests, these very scripted control tests set up where they launch a simulated incoming warhead from the Marshall Islands and then try and intercept it from a missile launched at Vandenberg. And it goes back over and it looks at all three of the tests they did, failed. They spend $200 million for each one of these tests and they all failed. And they just, it doesn't work. $40 billion and they're betting the nation. Now, the U.S. government's official position is it does work and it has been declared active. But between we already know when the government says something is working just fine, it may not be Obamacare. Now, these tests that have failed so miserably involve the interceptor knowing where and when the warhead's going to be launched, exactly what course it will be on coming in, because it's a ballistic inbound, and they still can't hit it. And further complicating the issue is the fact that the latest delivery systems on the Russian and Chinese nuclear missiles are maneuverable. The Russian MIRV warheads are maneuverable. They don't follow a predictable ballistic path. They corkscrew, they dipsy-doodle, they weave back and forth, they go up and down and still hit their intended targets. The Chinese have now started to deploy a hypersonic wave rider, trans-atmospheric vehicle, as the third stage on their long-range nuclear delivery missiles. This thing hops along the top of the atmosphere, and it can weave back and forth. If this thing goes to a nuclear war, the United States will lose. That is absolutely what's going on. And we've been talking about even the non-nuclear weapons, hideously expensive and not working. The entire fleet of F-35s has been grounded because apparently there was an incident in Britain where there was some sort of engine trouble that triggered an in-flight emergency. They're being very shady about exactly what happened here. But for those F-35s that are built for the vertical takeoff and landing, there is a known problem with that shaft that carries power from the engine to the fan up front, just like the earlier versions of the Osprey, where the long shafts kept coming unglued. The most expensive warplane ever developed, and it's not very good. Now, getting on down to Israel, they're making a big deal over these three Israeli teenagers, one of whom is also an American, dual citizen, who disappeared last week. And everybody's saying, oh, what happened, what happened, what happened? And apparently the story now is that one of the kids managed to escape long enough to find a telephone and call the authorities and say, oh, yes, we were kidnapped. We have been kidnapped by the Palestinians, absolutely. But didn't mention where they were located, and apparently for some reason in this age of total electronic surveillance of the phone system, they weren't able to track the phone call. And this is feeling to me like it's another operation by Israel. They take three kids and say, look, we're going to give you a paid vacation someplace for 6 or 7 months, and we're going to claim that you were kidnapped so that we can start bombing the West Bank and Gaza, which Israel's doing as I speak these words, and start arresting people like crazy, which they have done, up to and including the parliamentary speaker of the new Palestinian Unified Government. And that's what's really going on here. Netanyahu is absolutely opposed to this unity government being recognized around the world. And again, use your common sense. Why would Hamas or the PA or whatever they're calling the unity government do something as stupid as kidnapping three kids, knowing it's going to destroy public support for what they're doing? It's the last thing they're going to do, but it will be the first thing Israel does and blames on the unity government in an effort to try and tarnish their image. Like I said, go back to the American Revolution. How far do you think George Washington and Thomas Jefferson would have gotten in their plan to get the British out of the colonies if they'd started going into schools and kidnapping kids and shooting others at random? It just doesn't work that way. Now, John Kerry is out there. He's obediently following Netanyahu's lead that this is all the fault of Hamas, making a big deal about this teenage kid with U.S. citizenship. Oh, my goodness, Hamas has, you know, stolen this U.S. kid here. Now, last August, John Kerry was assuring us all that Syria's President Assad had gassed his own Alawite supporters using sarin gas virtually in front of the U.N. chemical weapons inspectors on the very day those inspectors arrived in Syria. And then, of course, a certain well-known independent media host asked, why? Why would Assad do such a stupid thing? And, of course, John Kerry and the U.S. government had to go silent. To detect a government lie, look for what should be there and isn't. And what should have been there was a motive for Assad to do something that provocative and insane. And eventually, over time, the rest of the claims made in August unraveled and were revealed as more war propaganda and hoaxes by the hired mercenaries. More of the Saddam's nuclear weapons kind of propaganda. Now, John Kerry, proving that marrying a ketchup fortune doesn't necessarily make you any smarter, has made the same mistake again. Kerry is out there echoing Netanyahu's claim that Hamas kidnapped the three boys, but can't explain why Hamas would do such a stupid and provocative thing right now when they're trying to build world support and recognition of the new unity government. Netanyahu has a motive to try and discredit and derail the new unity government by having another false flag. Grab three kids, put them up in a luxury hotel someplace, they don't answer the door, and oh, it's Hamas has done this. And Israel's history is full of such dirty tricks, from the Levant affair to the attack on the USS Liberty, to 9/11 itself. By the way, Mr. Kerry, you're so upset about this teenage American citizen possibly having been kidnapped by Hamas. Where were you when Israel murdered Rachel Corrie and Furkan Dogan, U.S. citizens that were murdered by Israel? What's your opinion on them? We'll be right back.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar. You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Mike Sincero, Jimmy and the Radio. Tired of the mainstream media lies? Listening to Mike Sincero, open your eyes. Tune in to Mike Sincero, Jimmy and the Radio.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And as I mentioned earlier, Israel is using the pretext of these three missing kids to basically go on a rampage against Palestine, and in particular, the Palestinian Unity Government. Now, so far, more than 150 Palestinians have been arrested under the pretext of searching for these three children, these three teenagers. Now, little point you need to remember, the area where the kids were last seen is under full IDF control, making it hard to explain how it is that Hamas or the PA could even get to them. Now, Hamas, of course, is out there saying this is very obviously a stunt by Israel to sabotage the recent merging of Hamas and the PA, or rather, and Fatah, that led to the formation of the Palestinian National Unity Government here. And to what really gives it away that this is what Israel is doing is apparently Israeli forces have arrested the Speaker of the Palestinian Parliament, Aziz Dwaik, saying we suspect him of having something to do with these three kids. And that's absolute nonsense. Israeli forces have attacked Gaza Strip and the West Bank. At least two Palestinians have been killed so far. Now, interesting story over at Russia Today. There is a new study that has come out called Inventing Terrorists, the Lawfare of Preemptive Prosecution. And this is a 175-page report that looked at all of the so-called terror arrests by the FBI and confirmed that almost 95% of them were the result of FBI setting up their own terrorist plot, luring in some sucker, and then arresting them. And always these entrapment plots are targeting Muslim Americans to build a case that the Muslims are bad, the Muslims are evil, you should hate the Muslims as hard as you can. If you're a real American, you will think all Muslims stink. Now, entrapment is illegal. And we have seen time and time again where the FBI will swoop in and arrest these guys, and there'll be big headlines about Muslim terrorists arrested. And then 3 months later, the judge will throw it out of court because it was obviously set up by the FBI. But that doesn't really get reported very much. It's just an ongoing propaganda campaign by the FBI to sell you the idea that the Muslims are bad and we're the good guys. Meanwhile, another story coming out of politicalfilmwordpress.com. We were talking the other day about how they're reactivating the domestic terrorist threat group. It was set up originally after the false flag bombing of the Oklahoma Murrah Federal Building. Then after 9/11, it was sort of shut down and the emphasis put on foreign terrorist threat. Now they're bringing back the domestic terrorist group here. And what is very alarming is that potential terrorist threat includes groups and individuals that espouse nonviolence. The targeting is really anybody who refuses to believe the government propaganda, anybody who's willing to stand up and call the government on its lies and deceptions. They're all domestic terrorist threats. They're just using the word terror with a very, very wide brush. And I warned this was going to happen. Back when the U.S. government started applying torture to terror suspects, I predicted that if they got the American people to go along with this idea that it was okay to suspend the civil rights of terror suspects and use torture on them and just ignore the Bill of Rights, that the government would start applying terrorist to everybody. Because if the Pentagon is now basically targeting every single American that doesn't believe the government story and has doubts about the wisdom of government action, that's about 300 million terror suspects that they're dealing with. Another story over in WorldNet Daily. Thought crime has returned to the United States of America, where they're talking about the Justice Department is resurrecting this program to thwart domestic threats to the United States, meaning the United States government. And Attorney General Eric Holder says those threats include individuals the government deems anti-government. They're coming for you here. By the way, we found this cool video of Eric Holder from a while back, where he's just up there saying the American people must be brainwashed. We have to brainwash the American people. They've got to be made to believe what we tell them. So that's where he's coming from on this whole situation here. On a more positive side, a story over at Activist Post, citizen journalism is winning the news war in Syria. And they're basically pointing out to the collapse of John Kerry's Assad gassed his own people last August, and the exposure of Saddam's nukes and the rest of it, as basically showing that citizen journalism, the independent media, we're winning the war for the minds of America. And, of course, the article says everybody needs to become their own media. And that's absolutely true. Get out on your social media, set up your own website, your own blog, pamphlets, brochures, whatever you can do to get the word out about what's going on. It's not enough to sit here with an audience of people who already understand what's going on. We need to reach out to those people who are still being brainwashed, as Eric Holder said should be happening, by the corporate media. And you're going to find a very receptive audience. We've reached the point now where, Americans are going to say, I believe in the United States and government, but boy, there is something really wrong right now. They're starting to ask, what went wrong? And you need to make a point of telling them. And if you come up against somebody who just seems to want to argue with you endlessly, you're probably dealing with one of the numerous undercover informants that are in our population who are being paid to waste your time arguing with you. So you ignore them. You bypass them. You find the people ready to listen, ready to ask questions, and you provide the answers. Now, there's a big stink going on regarding the IRS scandal. Now, for those of you who may have lost track of that, basically what it comes down to is the Obama administration was using the Internal Revenue Service to go after and harass conservative groups, the Tea Party groups, political dissidents. This is all illegal. In fact, it was one of the articles of impeachment against Richard Nixon. And originally they tried to say, oh, it was just some malcontents in Cincinnati, and we had absolutely nothing to do with it. And the inquiry into the IRS scandal has reached the point where the congressional investigation wants to look at the emails of Lois Lerner to find out, was she in fact coordinating this harassment with the White House? And now the IRS has stood up there and said that they just lost 2 years of Lois Lerner's IRS emails. They were here last week. I have no idea. They're gone now, really, honest. Boy, if you forgot to report that $5 you made trimming your neighbor's grass, the IRS will certainly find that, but they can't find Lois Lerner's emails. Golly. Those poor IRS people, they're so poor they couldn't afford a backup drive or Carbonite or something. But not to worry, we can get the NSA to provide Lois Lerner's emails. That's what they've been doing, capturing all of the emails. They've admitted they're doing it. All of the emails Lois Lerner traded with the White House are there in the NSA's computers. Boy, has that put the NSA on the spot. If they come up with these emails, it could mean the impeachment of Barack Obama. And if they don't, at the very least, basically they're saying the system doesn't work. Another hideous, expensive boondoggle. And, of course, the NSA is already out there with their lawsuit against the Electronic Frontier Foundation saying the system is too complicated. We can't stop it from deleting all the data you need for your case. If the situation were not so dire and so many people dying over all of this stuff, it would be laughable. The dog ate my emails is what they're saying. IRS lost Lois Lerner's emails. Oh, the NSA is losing all the evidence and spying on the American people. It's become a joke. It's become a huge joke, and it is laughable, except for the harm that these people are doing to ordinary, law-abiding American citizens. But it is funny. Now then, over to the economic news, and we're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines in the next segment here after this next commercial break. Article over at the Daily Sheeple. The United States of debt. Total debt in America hits a new record high of $60 trillion. That's a combination of government debt, business debt, mortgage debt, consumer debt, $59.4 trillion in debt. Why is that debt piling up? Because we are all forced to use a monetary instrument, a currency that is loaned to us at interest by a privately owned central bank. And it's spiraling hopelessly out of control. We'll be right back after these commercials.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit, lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Report over at Investment Watch Blog. Youth unemployment is at extreme highs. I think this is intentional. I think the U.S. government is so orchestrating the economy that young people of military age can't find employment, leaving them no option but military enlistment. It's a very sneaky, covert form of an economic draft. And I know this because my wife and I talked to a bunch of Air Force recruits that we saw waiting for a bus. And they flat out said they didn't want to join the military. There just simply was nothing else. They were out of high school or just out of college, and there was nothing for them. And it was either live at home with their parents, be homeless, or join the military. And they're getting dragged in there. And by the way, you know, young people who are being forced to enroll in the military, they're not going to be committed, dedicated, enthusiastic fighters. Just something for the long-term strategic planners to be considering here. Now, Fox News is just now running this story about unbanked Americans, and they're talking about Americans who are blacklisted from having accounts at a bank. And it's a serious problem. Apparently in Miami and Detroit, one out of every five people no longer have a bank account because they're blacklisted by their credit rating. And the reason this is a scandal is apparently Experian is being sued for major data errors on the credit reports they issue on you and I. That credit report, that's your slave chain. Keep it polished up nice and shiny to prove what an obedient slave that you are. And we've long known that these computer databases on your life do contain errors, and there's no way to correct them. I remember many years ago when I was looking at my credit report, and it claimed I had bounced a check in a city I'd never even been to. But apparently with Experian, it's been a major... Maybe they got their software from the same people who wrote healthcare.gov. And I think both of these circumstances are another reason for banking and currency to be operated by the government as a public utility rather than a private for-profit enterprise. when the United States was started, those things that were most essential to the continuance of a peaceful, profitable life were under government control and run as a public service. Slowly over time, the money junkies take control of all of it. Take control of the money, take control of the highways, take control of the water. We still have the CEO of Nestle out there saying, you don't have a right to water. We're going to buy it all and make you spend money for drinking water, which is a plot right out of the James Bond movie Quantum of Solace. Down in San Antonio, Texas, Jack in the Box is moving to be able to accept food stamps as payment for their Jumbo Jacks or their Ultimate Cheeseburger or the rest of whatever they have there. All right, we're going to take a phone call here. Joe in California. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I was wondering about the stuff that was going on at the Bundy Ranch. And here's my question. If they didn't set up those free speech kennels down there, so you had to drive down there and get into the kennel to express your First Amendment right of speech, would the problem have even gotten out of hand down there if they didn't have the free speech kennel set up there?
I think the core issues of the problem still remain. I think setting up the free speech kennels, I like that word, only exacerbated the situation because we, the American people, understand that there's nothing about free speech zones in that First Amendment. It says that we have a right to freedom of speech to criticize the government and says we have a right to peacefully assemble and petition the government for redress of grievances. Well, if we're being shuttled off and told we can only speak out in these fenced enclosures well away from the government, then obviously that's a violation of our right to peacefully assemble and petition the government for redress of grievances. And that just made matters worse. Now, my understanding is the Bundys are still on their ranch. And they still have a lot of supporters around them. They're still trying to resolve this matter through the courts. And again, under the Constitution's enclave clause, the federal government is not allowed to own and control any land other than what is underneath federal buildings or military bases. The public lands are the property and jurisdiction of the states.
Well, what I'm wondering is if Harry Reid didn't go for the land grab and try to get a hold of all the minerals and so on and so forth, the problem wouldn't have made the news, so to speak.
Well, if Harry Reid had sort of been minding his own business and not trying to play Hedley Lamarr from Blazing Saddles, none of this would have happened. But that's what this is all is. There were 50 ranchers in the area that over the years the Bureau of Land Management has driven out of business by unfairly restricting their access to grazing and water to protect the desert tortoise. And it's just all about driving these ranchers out of business so their land can be co-opted and privatized.
And then you bring in BLM with snipers and First Amendment kennels, and that's the only small place where you can go to speak. It just seems like the blood is kind of on Harry Reid's hands. He started the problem, created the problem, and then try to put it all on Bundy after the guy stood up for himself.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But you know, that's how politicians work. They're going to do what they want to do, and they'll take credit for everything good that happens, even if they had nothing to do with it, and anything bad that happens, it's always somebody else's fault. That is how politicians operate.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to let you go here. And an article out of Blacklisted News, a cluster of central banks have secretly invested $29 trillion in the market. This is coming out of the Financial Times, and it's another conspiracy theory becoming conspiracy fact. And what's going on is apparently these central banks, who have the legal authority to create new money out of thin air, have been doing so and using it to prop up the stock market. We've seen that here in the United States of America with quantitative easing, QE1, QE2, QE3, QE infinity, going on and on and on. And they're just basically creating all this new money to keep all of these publicly traded corporations in the stock market in the green, which would be all well and good, except that every time these central banks create new money to shower all over governments and Wall Street, it is destroying the value of the money already in your pocket through inflation. It's like Lord Ben Voldemort is over there at the Federal Reserve waving his wand, and true buying power is leaving your pocket and going into the pockets of the bankers. Now, back when this nation was started and we had a silver coinage, which I can't find my example here, the money was the silver. The dollar was defined as a weight measure of silver. Now, the silver dollars are a little heavier because they've got added metals for durability and strength. But that silver content, that was the legal definition of a dollar. And once that dollar was in your pocket, there wasn't a thing the government or the bankers could do to change its value. But all of that went away with abandoning the silver standard right after John F. Kennedy was killed. And now the value of the money is whatever the government and the bankers want it to be. And if they see their own fortunes improving by destroying the value of the money you've already worked for, already saved, already have in your pocket, they're going to do it. And they have been doing it. The U.S. dollar today is worth about 5 cents of what the dollars were worth 100 years ago when the Federal Reserve was created. Anybody who says the dollar is doing strong, you just go on down to that supermarket and that gas station and you take a look at those prices going up. Okay, report out of Investment Watch blog, China is starting to dump more of their U.S. Treasury holdings. They're doing it slowly. They don't want to trigger a panic, but they understand what's going on here. The U.S. government has created a Treasury bond bubble. There aren't enough living Americans, even with all those illegal immigrant kids on those army bases, when they grow up and become hopefully taxpayers. There aren't enough living Americans to ever make good on all their Treasury bonds. The U.S. government's already defaulted on the Treasury bonds they put into the Social Security Trust Fund back during the Clinton administration. And it was a strategic default. They've defaulted on you, the American worker, because they know you can't do a thing about it. Can't affect their credit rating. Anyway, we're going to take a break for our top of the hour segment. We'll be back with hour number 3 after these few words.